Action.
Mi Corazón Insiste is a telenovela currently being filmed in Miami. The soapy love story airs on the U.S. network Telemundo. Cynthia Oliveria has starred in 4 telenovelas and is playing in this one. She says for viewers, the show is a form of escapism.
I think that's a part of the magic of the novellas, because we have many problems in your personal life or your job or anything else. And then you go to see something different.
Mi Corazón is one of a growing number of dramas being produced in the United States in Spanish.
Mi Corazón Insiste, muy pronto por Telemundo.
Some have even become among the top 10 most watched shows. Media analyst Adam Jacobson says census figures show that Hispanics account for 16% of the U.S. population, and their numbers account for the growth in Spanish language TV.
Hispanic population today is really being fueled by U.S. births. We still see that even though there are people that are speaking English mainly, if they do speak some Spanish, they are going to tune into some Spanish language television.
Telemundo used to import most of its telenovelas. Now it's making many of its own. 2 are currently in production at its Miami studios. Each telenovela has about 120 episodes and takes 6 months to complete. Mi Corazón Insiste's director is Leonardo Galavis. He says even though subtitles are sometimes offered, people who speak only English have not, for the most part, embraced telenovelas.
Americans, they have a different culture. They have a different approach to television. Their prime time shows are like series. For us, we don't have series, so what we have is soap operas.
Nevertheless, telenovelas are often the most popular shows in America with young adults, a coveted demographic. Kantar Media, a research company, says Hispanic TV advertising totaled $5.3 billion in 2010, up almost 11% from 2009 and outpacing growth in other types of commercials. With the ability to produce programming in a hurry, Spanish language networks appear happy to follow a formula that continues to pull in big audiences. Steve Mort for VOA News, Miami.